My life has been defined by tragedy, and yet I begin with hope. Hope Fanola D'Angelo. An odd name for a soul so grave, so lost in her own memories. I think of her around our fires, flames dancing in her Titian eyes and making them sparkle copper. Long legs pulled up in a protective hug, raven hair cascading onto her shoulders. Her delicate nose scrunched and her brow furrowed. A woman who captivated me from the moment we met. "Humans have forgotten how to be nocturnal," she said once, her breath spiced with wine and warm against my cheek. "Everything thrilling happens under night skies." It was a typical Hope declaration, earnest, carefully deliberated, and strangely indisputable. Those words have stayed with me because they summed up everything we shared during that crazy period. The thrills, the tragedies, and the endless crepuscular heavens. Hope would speak to us of equinoxes and solstices, of Imbolc and Beltane, Lugnasad and Samhain, of spring growth, summer fertility, autumn harvest and winter death. If she were here now, she would examine me with her nose upturned and that little frown between her eyes, and then declare that my story has no beginning because we are all part of an endless wheel of life. Perhaps she's right. But I must start somewhere.